says, heavily inspired by the Pretty Things, LSD. That's a 45 on Columbia Records. I believe they're only 45. And then also from Pittsburgh, The Centuries, 1967. I believe their final 45. And I cried. And I cried on the BB label. Two letters, B and B. BB, all right. And then The Change of Times from New York City, 1965. How is the air up there? 45 on Phillips Records. Heavy fuzz, man. Heavy fuzz sound for 1965. And from Fort Worth, The Barons singing about their draft cards. Don't Burn It, Baby, 1966. 45 on Brownfield Records. And then we started off The Stains from New Haven, Connecticut. Now and Then, 1966. Roughing it up here to start off this last set on Lotus Records. Friends, Wig Folk, that brings us to the end of this week's Wig Out. Yeah, blasting out some 45s here this week. A mixed bag of 45s. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed spinning it. I enjoyed talking about it. Love these records. Love the time that we spend together. We're going to make way for Harry. Make way for Harry. Harry's coming in at the top of the hour in a couple of minutes with the Fun House. All right. What was Jimi Hendrix doing in 1966? He was playing with Curtis Knight, and they put out this great 45 called Hornet's Nest. It's an original instrumental that Jimmy wrote. I just love this track so much, man. It is so crazy. It's on the RSVP label. All right, we're going to get out of the way so you can hear as much of this as possible. All right, Wig Folk, be weird this week. We will be back next week, Wigsters. Same wig time, same wig channel. All right.
Baby, stay a little while. Ooh, baby. to the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House. The Fun House.
We'll be right back. vision of you there, standing tall by the gate. Everything is new, staring to what is not.
with such precision and such finesse. Let me introduce to you our best, the Yoel and only. Do you want a please gonna spread the disease? Because I wanna. I'm gonna cut all the shots. About quarter to four.
she was a cleaner, but she was a frying pan. Yes, the picker. Picture the fingers, Greg. Okay.
We'll be right back. Good evening, everybody. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and wrapping up Thanksgiving weekend here in the Funhouse. Hope you heard Becky's Bubblegum OD and the Wig Out with the inimitable Richard Wig, Mr. All Right, here on Rock and Soul Radio, the stream with so many great shows, including the dynamic duo of Friday Night, Medicine with Musical Dose, and Father Flot with Flot Spot, and Jesse with Mistress of a Thousand Moods, or perhaps 1001, depending on the day, on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern. And anyway, a privilege and a pleasure to be here. We heard from the top tonight, The Cure, doing The Kiss in Berlin, November 2002, 23 years ago, almost the day. Epic version of that song, The Kiss. Queens of the Stone Age with their hit No One Knows. Trent Reznor, Dave Grohl, and Josh Ohm doing Mantra off the Sound City documentary soundtrack. Well worth seeing if you're a music fan. Nine Inch Nails with a couple live tracks, The Frail and The Wretched. Sleater-Kinney doing Modern Girl live in Paris. Live in Franklin, Tennessee with Mad World, Tears for Fears. And right down the block in Nashville, The Hives with Hate to Say I Told You So and Howlin' Pelle Omquist, written by Randy Fitzsimmons, of course. The Stones doing Melody back at the Elmo Combo Club when they played a surprise gig in front of a couple hundred people back in 1977 or 78, I think it was 77, with the ultimate sideman Billy Preston playing keyboards and singing. We also heard Preston, sideman with the Beatles on the infamous rooftop concert doing Get Back, their last public appearance, the Beatles, with Billy Preston, and then Billy himself with the solo track, his biggest hit, Out of Space, from I Wrote a Simple Song, excellent LP. Brian Ferry doing Let's Stick Together. And the Flamin' Groovies wrapping things up with Jumpin' in the Night here in the Funhouse. And tonight's show is dedicated to my daughter on her 36th birthday, Catherine, who has been through a lot of hell. And I had lost hope not long ago, as regular listeners of the show will remember, but through a miracle is all I can say, the miracle and the power of prayer, she is off the street, she is safe, she is sheltered, there is hope. There is hope. Our lives have been touched by the hand of God. My name is Harry Parmenter, and I want to thank you for joining me. See you next week in the Funhouse.
In the Funhouse.
In the Funhouse.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music. That's our middle name.
We'll be right back. never end. 'Cause tomorrow, tomorrow, you'll be gone.